A very good morning. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Amidst the spring symphony of birdsong, several seem to stand out. The cardinal, the seasonal harbingers, the robin and the bluebird, and that joyful songster, the mockingbird. However, I can't help but wonder if their appearance helps foster their popularity as singers. These birds are all easy to see, to hear, and to recognize. But what about those birds that sing as sweetly but don't stand out visually? The house wren with its burbling silver song and the song sparrow come immediately to mind. The song sparrow has been singing steadily for a while now, but how many have you actually seen as compared to, say, cardinals? I think the problem here is that the song sparrow is, like its many relatives, a little brown bird, and these birds tend to get overlooked. They're only about 6 inches long, without the brighter colors that make some of the larger birds more obvious. So for all that one writer claims that the song sparrow is one of the best known of all North American birds, I think they're overlooked, literally. So we'll give the song sparrow a few minutes this morning. One of the fascinating things about the song sparrow is its geographical variation. Depending on whom you consult, the number of subspecies or forms is 30 or 40. Ranging from very pale birds living near the deserts to larger, darker birds up in Alaska and Canada. The best field mark for the brown-backed song sparrow is the heavily streaked breast, with the streaks converging into a large central spot. Other sparrows share this central breast spot but have other distinguishing field marks. Also, watch for the song sparrow to pump its tail as it flies. And be sure to listen for the song, usually delivered from the top of a small bush. Not for nothing is this bird's species name Melodia. The song is sweet and musical, starting with three bright notes and trilling on from there. Thus does this little brown bird salute the spring with all the enthusiasm of the larger, better-seen birds. Listen and look for him.